Radio Suffolk
with Stephen Foster. Coming up, more reaction to the deselection of Tim Yeo.
I went into this hoping to win, but I've not done so. I accept the results. And as I've already said, I will give my successor, whoever he or she is, my full support.
We find out how Suffolk firefighters are helping the victims of the Somerset floods.
Milk deliveries, post deliveries, and in the morning we make sure that people can get their children to school on the school running centre.
Those two stories and many more coming your way between now and six in the news hour of Drive Time. The union Unison is calling for what it calls, has raised grave safety concerns as a result of the ongoing shake-up of the Norfolk and Suffolk Mental Health Trust. It's raised a formal grievance on behalf of its members. Well, joining us now from the BBC studios in Norwich is Unison's branch spokeswoman, Emma Corlett. Thank you for joining us on the programme.
Thank you. Hello.
What are your main concerns?
Our main concerns, as we said, are around safety and clinical quality of services. What we've said is since the service strategy started to be implemented, we've had increasing concerns that staff have been raising, and we don't feel that those concerns have been listened to or responded to adequately.
Do you really feel, though, that patient safety is at risk?
Absolutely. We're being told that and seeing evidence of unsafe staffing levels on wards. In the community, patients who've been assessed as having a need for a care package being left without a care coordinator. That means they're effectively sat on a waiting list waiting for somebody to be allocated. 2 years ago, we wouldn't have had any unallocated cases. It is completely unacceptable and it is completely unsafe.
So why are you raising this formal grievance now?
We're raising this grievance because, like I said, we've been tried to work with the Trust constructively throughout the implementation of the service strategy. They made a very big play on saying that it's all right, we've involved clinicians in the design of these services, so they're quite happy to listen to clinicians when it suits them, when it's designing something that they agree with. But when a different set of clinicians are saying, actually, what you've designed is not only not working, but it's compromising patient safety, the quality of care, and meaning that in some areas the care that's being offered is not actually evidence-based, then we say you should be listening to these staff now. You can't have it both ways. You can't say that staff design these services and then ignore a different group of staff who are saying, actually, this isn't working.
So what does raising this formal grievance, as you call it, actually mean?
What it means is we've asked the Trust to take very clear action. We've asked them to put an immediate halt to the implementation of the service strategy, to take stock, to work with us, to do a very clear evaluation of the changes that have been made so far, to evaluate them, to agree with us the criteria that they're going to use to assess the changes that have been made, particularly to assess the impact on quality and safety, and also things like whether we're providing NICE guidelines, evidenced interventions for people. And then once we've done that, to have meaningful and constructive negotiations and decide with us what steps to take next before making any other changes.
How unusual is it for Unison to have to take this action?
I've worked for the Trust for almost 15 years, and this is the first time that we've, to my knowledge, raised a grievance of this level. But it's also the first time that I've known widespread problems. In the past, we've had maybe little pockets of problems in areas and they pass, say, with unsafe staffing levels. But this is widespread. Every area that we're going into, we're hearing the same thing from staff. And staff are genuinely concerned about the people that they provide a service for. We had 86% of staff who responded to our survey, which is still ongoing, it still hasn't closed, report that they don't believe that they're providing a good quality service. And what staff are telling us is that we come into this because we care, and what our members are telling is that they don't feel when they come into work, when they go home at the end of the day, they're coming away feeling that they've not had the resources that they need to do a job to a high standard and quality that they would feel happy with.
I would imagine there are one or two people listening to this thinking, this is simply union scaremongering.
It's absolutely not scaremongering. Don't forget, the union is actually only just made up of members of staff that work in the front line. We're saying this isn't about our terms and conditions, things like this. It's about us saying, actually, we do this job because we care, and there is a huge impact on patient safety and patient quality. We actually have a duty to speak out. We've tried to work constructively. We've tried to raise our concerns through other means, and we feel that the Trust Board has not listened to those concerns and has not acted swiftly enough to take action.
What happens next?
What happens next is hopefully we'll have a response to the Trust. They'll agree a timetable for constructive negotiations with us, and hopefully they will take on board our concerns and say, actually, we agree the implementation of the service strategy hasn't gone as smoothly as we expected, and perhaps we do need to take stock and do a proper evaluation of the impact of the decisions that they've made to date.
Emma Corlett from Unison, thank you for joining us here on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Thank you.
We have approached the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust for their thoughts, but have so far not received a response. South Suffolk